echte ervaring. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Yo, mic check. 1, 2.
Yo.
Episode 92?
92, dog.
Dog.
Yo, side note, if there's anybody out there who wants to, like, go through all 100, when we hit 100.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess, like, 99. And then if somebody wants to go through all 99 episodes and pick, like, the best of, like, for, like, 2 hour run.
Edit them all together.
We're not doing any of the work.
No.
Pick out the best of.
And we're not paying you for this either.
No, oh, fuck
this
no.
This is an unpaid internship.
Yes, this is all. Yeah, if you want to, like, get an intern credit for, like, college or something for editing.
We can't give you credits.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so what? We'll give you, like, a handwritten note that says, like, yo, he did all this.
Like, yo, take that to your professor. Edit all of this shit together and make a best of Serious Rap Shit podcast.
For the 100th episode, we'll drop that. That way we get a week off, too.
Yo.
So we get off for not editing. And we get a week off for dropping the best stuff for the 100th episode.
I fully expect for my inbox to be on fire.
Yeah.
after this sweet, sweet proposal that we've made to our loyal listeners.
Listen, I'm giving it to the listeners.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's that, or we just sit and you listen to us drink champagne for the whole episode 100.
Dog, like, I know we, I feel like we talked about this last year. At one point, me and Lissa was on, like, a heavy champagne wave.
I'm not mad at that.
Literally, we was, like, the park across, up the street and across the street, Cedar Park. We would legit be just, like, sitting out in the park drinking a bottle of champagne. That's about to be the wave,
yo. It's a good life, yeah.
It's a celebratory spirit and atmosphere in the air. So, yeah, we might have to bring that back.
Yeah,
start
dog,
fucking
I'm
with the champagne.
It. I'm with it.
Word. But yeah, episode 92, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, other host.
That was your intro. hate it or love it. So yeah, we back in the house. What's been going on, Josh?
Chilling, dog. I'm just trying to live my trying to, like, get myself together.
Okay.
Live my life, you know, like.
It's golden.
And with the confidence of a Masters winning Tiger Woods walking into a Perkins restaurant.
Talk.
About to slam a lot of waitresses.
Yo. Wow, yo. Tiger Woods, wow. Shout out to Tiger Woods. He won the Masters again.
Shout out to every Denny's in, like, I think it's Augusta is where he's at. So shout out to every Denny's in Augusta. He is probably coming through in a Buick.
Listen.
Probably coming through sharp.
You know what's fucked up? When Tiger Woods, when, like, the whole controversy came out about him, like, cheating on his wife and, like, all of the women that he was dealing with were, like, I guess coming forward, or, like, people were finding them, and people was like, how's Tiger Woods fucking with these basic ass jaws? The scumbag in me is like, yeah. I don't know what it is, but, like, I feel what he was.
Dog, that was all just like, I'm just doing it because I can. Like, there's a certain point in, like, a lot of people's lives where, like, yo, I'll just do what I can because I can.
Because I can, like, do it, yeah.
Like, I don't, because it's a thing of being like, I don't have to say nothing to these women. Like, I'm just Tiger Woods and they want to sleep with me.
Is it like an ease kind of thing?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I ain't mad at that, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Tiger Woods. Shout out to all the people on my social media who are, like, immediately ran the social media and be like, yeah, y'all counted Tiger out, and now he's back. Like, he's fucking Apollo Creed or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, dog. Like, nobody was, like, shitting on Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I think, like, it was a wave to, like, shit on him when all that shit first came out.
Right.
It was 10 years ago, I guess, now.
Mad long ago.
But it was like a way to be like, oh, fuck Tiger, like, blah, blah, blah. It's like
people were saying fuck Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
But wow.
Here's my thing with the whole Tiger situation too. It's like, yo, like, people were like, well, he's not the person. I remember listening to sports talk radio during that time, and people were like, he's not the person I could tell my son to look up to, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, that's your fault for telling your son to look up to a fucking golfer.
A golfer. Get the, like, fuck. So you want your son to have zero swag?
Yeah.
No stees?
So
you looking up to a fucking golfer?
On top of the fact that it's like, fam, like, this is the image that y'all, like, Buick made him put out there. Come and shit on. Like that. It's not
projected
like,
onto this dude.
Yeah. It's not like fucking, you know what I mean? He said, hey, I'm the greatest family man in the world. It's like, no, that was the image like Nike and fucking Buick and whatever other sponsors right. he had.
For capitalism.
Yeah.
You believed it. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, I don't trust none of these dudes, man. My favorite player of all time was Michael Jordan. I know he's a scumbag.
Listen. Shout out to y'all who still believe Michael Jordan invested in private prisons. At least once a week, somebody comes on Facebook.
Definitely, dog.
It's like, see, Michael Jordan, you know, he's invested in private prisons.
LeBron building schools and Michael out here building private prisons.
Prison could be a school. I know plenty of niggas that went in prison and came out sharper than they was. When I remember my man, I'm not going to say his name. I remember my man got out. And we were like talking and shit, you know, like for some reason, springtime and summertime is when like everybody comes home. Like it's like spring, then like leading into the summer. I think it's a plot because they know niggas gonna cut up in the summer and get sent right back.
Right back in. Yeah,
but like my man, I remember we was like sitting and talking and shit. And he was telling me that when he was locked up, he was reading Dr. Naeem Akbar, which for folks who don't know, Naeem Akbar was a pioneering psychologist, you could say, in the study of like an African-centered psychological therapy paradigm specifically for Black folks.
Okay.
So it's like the understanding that, you know, because of our experiences with racism, because of our cultural experiences, all of that, Black people need a different kind of therapy to heal than anybody else.
Okay.
And for other folks, you know, therapy should be catered towards them
that.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you see a lot of folks who are like doing mental health work and healing. They prioritize or kind of like focus their practice on, you know, specific cultural conditions. Naeem Akbar pioneered that shit like in the 70s or whatever it was. And my man like was like breaking it down like he was reading that. I was like, oh, so you was a knucklehead when you went. You probably still a little bit of a knucklehead, but like you was a knucklehead when you went in and you learned shit while you were in jail. Yeah. Like, shout out to you. So it, you know, jail can kind of be like school.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michael Jordan.
Shout out to Michael Jordan for investing in private prisons.
That's the takeaway from this whole thing.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, you know, we gotta qualify this shit and be like, we're joking. Michael Jordan is not actually invested in private prison.
Different Michael Jordan. It's a different dude's name.
What kind of bad luck do you have to be? I would say Michael Jordan is hated, but he's kind of like disliked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then a dude with your exact same name is like, yeah, I want to make money off of like human misery.
Yeah.
And then it gets connected to you. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't think Michael cared, dog.
He don't give a fuck.
He is hitting on 17 and
listen,
living his best Asher Washington life.
Dog. Shout out to whoever made that Tumblr. We're not going to like talk too much about Michael Jordan before we get into like the actual episode, but yeah, shout out to whoever made that Tumblr. What the fuck is Michael Jordan wearing? That shit is magnificent. Look it up if you haven't.
Since Tumblr like got rid of porn, it might be the only reason to go on Tumblr at this point.
Dog, my Tumblr feed, like when I last was on Tumblr, like 2012 or whatever, my Tumblr feed was so nasty. Like, so fucking nasty.
Shit you couldn't like check at Starbucks and shit.
Right.
Like,
it was some shit like you could, like, if you're like on the train, like you can't scroll. I couldn't scroll my Tumblr feed on the train. It was all kind of shit jumping out the fucking screen.
Yeah, that's probably like my Twitter feed, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
My Twitter's not like, I have one person who started doing porn that I knew and followed, you know, before she like moved to LA and started doing that stuff. So she's probably like the only like porn stuff that I see on my feed.
Yeah, mine's not like that.
Nah, I mean, Instagram is a different thing. But Twitter is like my work shit. You know what I'm saying? So Twitter, I don't follow like any crazy shit.
Yeah, I need to like reevaluate. I've been actively trying to get on Twitter like every hour, 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
Like to be like active on Twitter for an hour a day. I know I need to do more than that, like just for like business purposes, but like,
right.
You know, I'm trying to get into it.
Like, how many fucking social medias do we need to be, or platforms do we need to be fucking addicted to?
Exactly.
How many of these things do I have to give my life over to?
Yeah. You know, part of it too, a long time was like Twitter's like really dope during the day more because like more people are active. Like, you know what I mean? During like regular hours. Like I can interact.
It's supposed to be at work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Supposed to be working.
I'm normally asleep.
Yeah.
Like when I was working my overnight. So like I was normally asleep. So it's really hard to like, I can't engage with Bomani Jones when he posted his shit 9 hours ago. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He don't give a shit anymore.
Nah. He's moved on. Like, so he doesn't want to hear about me like jumping in his ear about like, yo, Joel B really should be the MVP because of these factors. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Also, he's a national sports figure. So he hates on the Sixers like all of them other dudes do.
They still all hate the process, dog.
Yeah.
And can't honestly,
tank. So what?
Honestly, at this point, man, kind of like fuck the process, dog. Like, fuck the process, man.
Yeah, Philadelphia 76ers. Are we going to get washed by the fucking Brooklyn Nets?
The Nets, dog?
That's what's going to happen? Come on.
Dog, they got like three white dudes in their starting lineup. Like, it's just not.
That shouldn't even be legal in the NBA.
It's 2019, dog. What, like, how you fuck? Got three white dudes in your starting lineup?
That was like when the Knicks were like in Rochester. Yeah. Or like when the Lakers were in Minnesota.
And they don't even got like crazy like European. They got a dude named Joe Harris.
A regular ass American white dude.
We got a regular American NBA? White dude.
Come on.
That didn't go to Duke. Like, at least right. We got JJ Redick. He went to Duke. Like, the school right. of white people. Like, you know what I mean?
School of white people. He got mad tattoos and shit. Yeah, like, I'm with
their symbol was the devil. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. You know what I mean?
It fucking fits.
So, like, yeah, we don't even have, like, you know what I mean?
They
so
got, that nigga name was Joe Harris.
Dog, it's just regular ass Joe Harris. Motherfucker sound like a mechanic.
And now, starting as small forward, Jeff. Like, yeah. Nigga, what? These are the niggas that's running us?
Dog, he sounded like a sports anchor or some shit like that. Like, come on, man.
Joe Harris and a whole boy that, like, filmed his teammates in the locker room. Y'all letting this nigga run, y'all?
Y'all letting a snitch.
Dog.
Get on y'all, man.
I love how immediately 76ers fans are like, yo, fuck all of this. Like, we lose one game in a series, and we're immediately on Twitter like, yo, this is garbage.
Yeah, this team stinks.
Fuck these cats. I'm a Nets fan now. Niggas is like switching up. I love it.
But don't change. He still own the Nets. I'm a Nets fan now.
Yeah.
I'm
like, yo.
Nah, fuck Brooklyn, though, dog. Yeah. Love Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn Radio.
I'm editing that out.
Fuck Brooklyn, dog.
I don't know if Brooklyn Radio is even based in Brooklyn.
Probably not.
Maybe. I don't fucking know.
Dog, I was so mad. So that ruined my fucking Saturday, dog. Jesus. It set me in. Like, plus my son, nut ass Golden State Warriors fan, sitting there talking shit during the game. I was about to ground him and shit, dog.
Yo, put him up for adoption.
I was upset.
Fucking
kids. I was
sitting
there looking at him like, fucking nut. You
talking shit,
dog.
Fuck was it, the Warriors? Listen,
would you a fan when the Trust Brewer was choking my man up?
Choking the coach? Yo.
No, so you don't get to be a Warriors fan. Fuck out of here.
Man, your kid wasn't fucking with the Warriors when he was run TMC.
No.
Come on.
Well.
Dog. I was at a gig, like I was DJing.
Yeah.
But like the way the DJ booth was positioned, I couldn't really see the game. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just not gonna watch it tonight.
Yeah. You didn't need to, dog. I was heated, man.
Yeah.
I was heated. My daughter's team took a nice L earlier in the day, her flag football team. Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna come home. We're gonna watch the Sixers watch this team. Cause I was like, yo, they'll probably win, like, Brooklyn will win like one game. Like, I'll definitely give them that. They'll win like one game.
Fucking Nets. Like, the franchise is cursed.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I'm like, yeah, they'll win one game, but you know, we'll take the first game at home. Like, that's definitely gonna happen. I watched, dog. In the fourth quarter, I just walked my dog. Y'all, I was like, I'm done, man.
Right.
I'm out. I'm walking my dog.
What if we get to like Sixers, you know, rally, come back? You know what I'm saying? We get to like the elimination game, and the ghost of Drazen Petrovic
just goes off,
just walk out. Like,
I had to root for him, dog.
Rest in peace, Drazen Petrovic. Yeah, yo.
I'd have to root for him.
He was my boy back in the day.
Duh, especially come out in that blue and, because I hate Brooklyn's uniforms. That black and white, just so plain and basic. It's
basic,
man.
Yeah.
But
like, they need to have like a little like kente cloth situation.
Duh, he came out in the fucking the old blue and red Nets uniform.
Yeah. He dap up Derek Coleman when he walk out. Dog. It's over.
Yeah, Derek Coleman probably like 400 pounds now.
Oh yeah.
Dog, did you ever see that picture of
maybe not. Shout out Derek Coleman.
What's his face? What was the dude? Not Kwame Brown. What was the boy they traded here? The Lakers traded here that never played. Big center ball.
Huh.
Before the process.
Fuck.
Andrew Bynum.
Jesus.
Dog, did you ever see the picture when he went to the one Cavs like finals game and he was sitting on the armrest of two chairs because he was too big to sit in? And like, he was in the stands.
He's big like that?
He had to sit. Like, he wasn't fat. It's just like his body is big, so big.
Oh, yeah.
He was sitting on armrests on the chairs, not in the chair. What? You know? Could you imagine being stuck behind his big head? You're like,
yo, I can't see shit. Yo.
Like, fam, like, first of all, your afro, like, 9 feet in the air. And right. Then, like, come on, man.
He like a dude out of, like, the ABA.
Yeah.
Like, his whole, like, steez.
Yeah, he was swaggerless, too. Yeah. Big swaggerless dude.
Jesus.
Not like my man Embiid. You know, he in there on the sidelines reading text messages from like Instagram models and shit like
that. Come on, Embiid. I mean, somebody did make a good point. They were like, you know, the Sixers, they're like on the bench. Niggas is like checking their tweets, inboxes and shit. It's like, you don't look at your phone when you at work? I was like, yeah, I can't say shit about that.
No, I can't say nothing about that. Yo, that's the facts.
That was one of the things at my last 9-to-5 job. Having like some other person like question me about being on my phone. that was an offense I couldn't tolerate.
Nah, dog.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, nigga, I'm 40. Like, not really. But like, I was like, dog, you know, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me to not be on my phone.
Dog, I had to go for a training joint like a couple months ago. And while we're in the training class, the boy that was supposed to be training us was like, oh, come on, man, you guys can't be on your phone. I was like, fam, I'm supposed to be at home and sleep right now. Like, yeah. I just did a 12-hour shift. Like, you're not going to tell me not to be on my phone. Like,
plus, you got kids. Like, I wish the fuck I would.
I was like, I was on Facebook. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, still, my whole point is I'm supposed to be home relaxing right now.
Yeah.
Not in this dumbass training class. Like, hell nah. Come on, man.
If I had children, you motherfuckers couldn't say nothing to me.
I got three little people. I lied and said I was talking to my kid. I was like, yo, my daughter just texted me about missing a bus for school.
Talking to my kid, yo. She out here in the world. What?
Meanwhile, I'm like making an argument about like hip hop on fucking Facebook.
Jesus,
and shit.
Yo. Yeah, yo. I hope, you know, switching gears back to the Sixers. I'm hoping that I think we're going to beat the Nets in this series. You know what I'm saying? Too. They're going to get the fuck together. I would love to see us compete for the chip. I don't know if this team is really it for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know if we get out of the East.
Dog,
Boston honestly, been kicking the shit out of us for years.
Fucking the Bucks. Giannis is like taking two steps and dunking from like half court and shit. Like,
that dude is unreal.
Don't make no sense.
Unreal.
So I don't know. But my whole thing is, honestly, I didn't expect him to. And like, this is really the second year of this team. Like, I don't really expect him to win a chip this year. But yeah. I know like they kind of rushed it to, because they were like, oh, well, on top of the fact, like, Joel knee is like, you know what I mean? He need a robot knee or some shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. He need like the spirit of Kadeem Hardison to come, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
What was that movie?
The Sixth Man? Some shit like that.
Kadeem Hardison was a ghost.
Yeah.
He was like hooping.
Yeah.
Yo. The 90s, dog. He was just like throwing money at people to write these like bullshit scripts for movies.
Oh, throw us some money to write bad scripts.
I'll write a terrible script. I'll write terrible shit all day. I'll write a terrible script for some bread.
Yeah, I have terrible ideas, dog. You can have all of them.
Listen, we got to do an episode where we just like turn the mics on and just brainstorm bullshit.
I would it, yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what this podcast is. essentially us just freestyling and playing street ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, yo, we got to come in and like specifically just like have a brainstorm session of like the worst ideas.
Definitely.
And see like who listen to that. I don't know. All my shit is dinging right now. I apologize, y'all. Oh,
that's all good, man.
Phone's dinging. Like Twitter's dinging.
Yeah, I put mine on silent.
Yeah. So yeah, what are we gonna get into first?
I don't know, man. Did you see? Did you see West Side Gun and them drop the? They dropped a new album, but it's not new. It's all old music.
Okay.
It's all like wrestling related. All the wrestling stuff, because he created some new brand called like Fourth Rope or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And
like a clothing thing.
Yeah, I think it's like a clothing brand type thing. But like he just like compiled all the wrestling stuff and threw it on there. I don't think anything new's on there.
Yeah.
I thought about listening to it, but like I don't know if anybody in my Uber wants to hear, like, you know what I mean. Dude's talking about slinging coke,
riding like an old lady to like her appointment at Hup.
Oh, yeah, I picked up like three older ladies at like Harris Casino the other day.
Oh shit!
It's like I don't know if they really want to hear, like, you know what I mean,
right?
Coming through in the Tesla X and getting head and shit like that in the Tesla X. Like I don't know if that's gonna be really worth it.
Oh, have you heard this dude? Just brief sidebar. I'm gonna probably edit it out because I don't want to like somebody. I know somebody's gonna hit me. It's my man. Every this dude still getting mine
in the non divine. Nah.
I'm gonna play you after we done. Yeah. He sounds exactly like West Side Gun.
Oh, for real?
It's weird. It's
how long has he been around? Is he like,
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But I'll say this. I think it's like his rhyme style is not like West Side.
Just vocally.
Vocally sounds a lot like him, and their content is similar. It's like shooting niggas, selling dope, you know, fly shit, whatever. But like he can't, you know, obviously he can't like change his voice or whatever. But yeah,
that's gotta suck, dude. That's like Sean. Like Sean, and like Sean legit sounds like that. That's how he like talks.
Yeah,
that's gotta suck, dog.
Yeah, I'd be fucking pissed.
Especially for like somebody, like it's one thing to sound like West Side Gun. Shout out to West Side Gun. We love Griselda here.
Yeah, yeah.
But like to sound like one of the greatest MCs to ever do the game, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yo.
That's kind of, and then Puffy signs you, like, that was
right. He was probably like in the jungle when Puffy came, so he's not gonna not take that deal.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No. So back to Griselda. They're gonna release a group project essentially with like Gun,
Conway,
Benny, and Conway.
Woo.
On Shady. Like it's gonna be an official Shady release, because a bunch of that, I think there's only one album that was released that's an official Shady release.
Yeah.
So this one is supposed to be like the official Shady release.
I peeped when they announced it too. They were like, produced all by Derringer.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's what they said, because I figure like people don't want like a Slaughterhouse sort of situation where Eminem is kind of touching his production aesthetic.
I think he's been smart to be like really hands off. I remember when we announced it, we ain't break the news and shit.
I sure did.
Like West Side was like, yo dog, we'll let y'all know so y'all can break it on Serious Rap
or your
first
fucking podcast. Nah, that's not what happened. But like we talked about it when they made the announcement.
We both we're like, I just hope he's like really hands off and not
no
like,
Eminem on the beats.
I think he's been smart. He's been really hands off and not dealing with them really at much, like just like not much input other than that really terrible freestyle he did on like on the Cypher thing.
Was
with
the BT one?
When he broke out his like semi, you know, like Love Jones poetic freestyle, his spoken word shit.
Yeah, yo, I respect that Eminem could put words together in the way that he can, but yeah, it's a lot of his style. It's just not my taste.
Yeah,
like I don't like a lot of his content. It's just not for me. You know what I'm saying? I hate to be one of those people, but like, when he first came out, I was like, fucking with it. I was like, yo, this dude is crazy, blah, 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 blah. But like, as the years wear on, and then it's like the tasteless stuff, the like rape stuff, the homophobic stuff, grated against me, you know, as against my sensibilities as I got older. But then also musically, when he kind of took on this, like when you start sampling like Aerosmith, yep, and taking on this like arena rock kind of thing, like
that definitely was the wave he got on. Yeah,
it's bad enough that like your fan base is super white, you know what I'm saying, and the music you're making is like super white stylistically. You're just like rubbing my nose in it when you're like, "Sing on, sing for you." Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Damn. I don't want to hear no rap record that sound like I'm walking in a bar that has a fucking green four leaf clover on the sign, yeah, or in the windows or some shit. I don't hear that shit. Not at all.
No, he definitely got on that wave heavy. You know, yeah.
So yeah, you know, like I hope the Griselda joint. I wonder how they're going to bill it. Like, is it going to be like Griselda and then the album title? Is it going to be Conway, Benny, West Side Gun? And then,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Because they do, what's the name of they, when it's Conway and West Side, what do they call themselves? Hall and Nash. Yeah, so they can't do Hall and Nash. Maybe they'll do like the NWO thing and have Hall, Nash, and Hogan or some shit like that.
Right.
And with Benny and shit. That would be dope.
I love that these dudes are like hardcore criminals and genius musicians, but also like kids loving wrestling.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah.
Did I talk about it last week, the WrestleMania thing? Where like West Side Guy was in? Dog, I'm telling you, like I legit was watching that going like, I can feel his energy through the pole because
I need to fuck with wrestling.
Yeah, he's like reaching his hand out and like I'm like, yo, he's trying to get a hand. So I remember doing that as a kid. So like, what I mean? It's crazy. Like these dudes are like super dope slingers and like they got time to make sure they're in. Like they take an hour off the block to go watch like Monday Night Raw.
Right. Like, yo, I was gonna kill that dude
for Raw
SummerSlam coming on. Jesus.
You know what I mean? Like Nitro was getting ready to start, so I had to like stop selling my dope right now and go watch Nitro.
Yo.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it though, because I like some of my favorite stuff is when they're all on a song together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So like and I almost guarantee you'll get less of like West Side even rhyming, more doing hooks and just like talking that fly shit on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then having like Conway and Benny do a lot of the heavy lifting. You know what I mean?
I would love to see. Remember on Busta Rhymes' first album when they did like Def Squad meets Flip Mode?
Yeah.
And they had all of them niggas rhyme on one joint. I would love to see the three of them and Styles, Kiss, and Sheik joint together for that album.
Yeah, that would be really dope.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Just have all of them together.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a Ray and Ghost feature on a joint.
Like,
you know what I mean? Something
I remember
like that.
Listening to when the Infamous came out and just like playing the tape and shit. And then like Ray and Ghost showed up.
Yeah.
I was just like, what?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, cause like, damn. So like you get, nowadays you get like your favorite rappers rap with other rappers.
Like
it's a thing. But like back in the day, you didn't get features like
that. Not like that.
You would have kid like I would say like around like 92, 93, you started getting a lot of stuff. Like I remember when LL did Rampage with EPMD.
Yeah.
That wasn't like a common thing.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, they got a song. LL was on this? On EPMD song? Like, it wasn't common.
Like, real sneaky ones, like, what you call it, John, on Mike Geronimo record. They had, like, DMX and Ja Rule.
Yeah.
And, like, all these dudes. And, like, OC. And, like,
wasn't Hov on that record?
I think Hov was on that record. Like, you get all these dudes, like, on a super, like, album track for like this record. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Off a record that a lot of people still haven't heard.
Haven't even heard it, yeah. Yeah, it's different than it is now. Like, you wouldn't have gotten, like when Drake and Future did What a Time to Be Alive.
Supposedly, they talk about there might be a new one of those, too.
A part two, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I like the first one a lot.
Yeah, we need, like, a real summer record. Like, you know what I mean?
Summertime coming up. It's warm already.
Yeah.
I hope y'all niggas is, like, in the studio or coming out the studio with something.
For real.
Come on. It can't be all, you know, Childish Gambino, this Guava Island shit.
Did you watch that?
Nah.
I ain't watched it either.
I'm going to look at it at some point. But, yeah. Like, it can't be all that shit. We need, like, some, like, when Incarcerated Scarfaces came out, And niggas was like riding around playing that shit. We need some like riding around and play some shit.
Yeah. I wonder if like
type records.
If my Uber passengers would be upset when I'm listening to like if I could listen to Only Built for Cuba Links and he's like celebrating sniffing Ace.
Right.
I wonder if that'll be upsetting.
You could play that Anderson .Paak record because he has like coke references.
Yeah, I did play that record a bunch this weekend.
That shit is beautiful. That shit is beautiful.
Yeah, we can talk about that a little bit. That Anderson .Paak record.
Yeah, we're this is gonna be a short one.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
Yeah, you know, y'all know what it is.
Yeah, we moving and shaking out here, man.
Come on, you know, we took our time out for y'all out of love and appreciation. But Anderson .Paak put out a record, Ventura,
yeah,
last week. It's interesting because I don't think that I've seen, because you know earlier in the year he put out Oxnard,
yes,
and it was
one of us.
Yeah, neither one of us really loved it, and a lot of folks weren't really, you know, weren't really feeling it. I don't read, like, I read reviews, but I don't read like the numbered reviews, like Pitchfork or whatever, where they give stuff like a 1 out of 10. You know what I mean? And it's rare, because I review records, it's rare that I read other people's reviews, you know, intentionally.
Well, that especially makes sense, because you all want to get, like, their bleeding consciousness into you or anything like that.
So, yeah, I don't really know what the critical response to Oxnard was, but I know in, like, folks in my social media circle, a lot of people were just, like, okay.
Everybody who loved Malibu did not love Oxnard.
Right. I don't think I've seen an artist make a record that people did not fuck with and then turn around like voila niggas and have something that everybody loves.
Yes.
I can't, if anybody knows of any examples, like please like let us know. But I, you know, out of curiosity, but I don't think I've ever seen this shit. Cause like people really fuck with this record.
Yeah, a lot.
And I like it a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I dig it. I think it sounds, and even like as much as I said before, like Oxnard sounded good. Like it sounds like a crisp, clean record.
Right.
It just wasn't talking about anything. I think this record even sounds better than Oxnard sounded. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It.
I think it's mood setting more than Oxnard was.
It feels good as shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
it feels good. Like it feels like summer's coming.
That's spring exactly how I felt
here, you know what I mean? It's like a gorgeous record, but he's like a master musician, you know what I mean? Exactly. All of his shit's gonna sound good, you know what I mean? He's fucking with Dre's camp, used to fuck with, or you know, he came out of like the Sa-Ra camp, you know what I mean? So like this dude, he knows how to make music that paints a picture, you know, sonically, and it sets a mood and all of that. So yeah, this joint, I'm getting like a lot of, 60s and 70s, like soul vibe.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt listening to it.
But it's also modern sounding. Mm-hmm. It's like
a lot of horns on this record.
Yeah. Beautiful, like harmonies and shit. It's like the perfect shit you want to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Andre 3000 is on it.
Yeah.
Jasmine Sullivan is on it.
Yeah.
Fucking Smokey Robinson.
I love that song too. Make it better.
That song is gorgeous.
So good, man.
You know, it's interesting. Just from the gate in the record, the first three tracks is Coming Home or Come Home, Make It Better, and Reaching Too Much. And I'm listening to the lyrics. A lot of it, it feels like, you know, it's like a music journalist cliche, but it feels like a breakup record or like a relationship record. You know what I mean? And there's, I think for me, lyrically, there's a sense of purpose that wasn't in Oxnard.
No, exactly. It sounds like he wrote these songs with a reason behind them, as opposed to like, I'm just gonna write about being like, because he essentially, Oxnard was like, yo, I'm like super rich now.
Yeah,
like,
I'm out here.
Yeah, like.
But it's also making me wonder, I'm gonna go back and listen to Oxnard now, because I feel like maybe I was listening to it in relationship to, or at least in the context of it being the follow up to Malibu.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to re-listen to it as like the complement or contrast to Ventura.
Sure.
And that might make me like appreciate it even more. because it could totally be two sides of the coin kind of thing, whereas Oxnard was the extrovert record,
yeah,
and Ventura's the introvert record, or at least, you know, some kind of, or something close to that.
Yeah. But, as opposed, see, like, a lot of times people will give you that on one album. And, right. Like, that's the thing you look at. But then when you get, like, Heads and Tails on two different albums, sometimes that can be, like, throwing you off. But, yeah, it's interesting concept to go back and listen now and see if you like it more.
Yeah.
I've done that with records before. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to, for the next few days, over the weekend, a couple things, like work related things, like came up that I had to, like,
shift priorities,
yeah, like get in front of. But
shit, you got a big thing coming up this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I'll do the outro. I'll like motherfuckers like what's the deal, but like the Anderson .Paak record, like I feel like I haven't had like the full time to listen, but like my initial listen, I'm co-signing the shit.
Yeah, I listened to it like three times over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I listened to it when it first came out, when it was released like that night or the early Friday morning, I think. Yeah. And then I listened to it like Saturday and Sunday. Mm. I really enjoy it, man. I really like, I think, like you said, like it really sets the mood. It kind of has like that summer's coming around the corner feeling to it. Like spring jacket feeling, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Windbreaker music.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It has like a really cool vibe to it and I dig it. And like some like direction and purpose behind it as opposed to what I felt with Oxnard. So
yeah, I'm gonna go back and listen to both of them this week and see if my feeling.
I really didn't like Oxnard. I'll let you do that.
I couldn't. For me, he's too good for me to accept that that's a bad record.
Just a bad record.
You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like, and that's kind of something new that in my the way that I embrace music or the way that I like analyze music, because when I was a kid, like if I didn't like a song or two, I'm like, man, don't fuck with that new Nas, you know what I mean? Like I was like quick on the gun with that kind of stuff.
Did you listeners check that out? That was Nas slander, not from Josh.
Oh well, shout out to Nas, we love you, and I'm gonna edit that out.
No, you're not. Do not edit that out.
Consistency.
What y'all don't understand is I do most of the social media work on this podcast. Jesus. So what I will post is
you love new bringing Nas
slander, not by Josh.
I can keep it in. I might be too busy to edit any of this out this week. This week is intense.
Yeah, you have a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, like from tomorrow, Wednesday might be chill.
Yeah,
but mainly tomorrow and like through to Sunday, I'm gonna be like running around.
Running, yeah.
But on Saturday, I'm performing. It's the first I've DJed before, but I haven't done like non-DJ related performance since I got sick last year. So yeah, this is the first time I'm doing like a beat set kind of thing at the Tiny Room for Elephants Festival here in Philly at the Cherry Street Pier, the new joint. So yeah, it's like a 3-day music and art festival. Tiny Room for Elephants is a collective here in Philly of like some of like the craziest like visual artists, and musicians, all these like super dope people in our city. And basically, because I've performed like for their events prior in the years before, but this year they're taking over the pier, and basically what they do is they build like a pop-up art gallery kind of thing. So they bring in like some of the like illest like visual artists you could imagine. They bring like these huge walls in.
Art setups,
And they just let people like go ham for like the weeks leading up to it. And they've been like, you know, putting in work and just like beautifying the space in our city. And this weekend, crazy lineup of local musicians that are performing. I'm gonna read some of these names. I'm not gonna name like the people I don't know. I'm gonna name a lot of the homies and like people that you know that I've heard of. But yeah, I'm performing on Saturday, by the way, and I'm playing a bunch of stuff that I've been working on since I got out the hospital. So it's like the first time, you know, anybody's really like hearing any of this new music that I've been making. But Camp Candles performing, shout out to them. Cosmo Baker, legendary DJ here in Philly. DJ Active, who's Janet Jackson's tour DJ, he's performing. The Bull Bay, shout out to Bay. To Rebel Foster, the boy Jaber, who's like crazy DJ producer, the band Johnny Popcorn, just like people who've been making like ill soulful music in our city. Soulful, but like across different styles and genres. So yeah, it's gonna be dope. It's like I said, at Cherry Street Pier, April 19th through the 21st. So it's like Friday through Sunday. I've been making crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Since I cheated death. So yeah, I'm excited to like play all of this music for people and
you
see
gonna do
people.
Like some backspins and shit on stage while you're doing it, right?
I mean, let niggas know, you know what I mean? Yeah. That like my body fully works again. Yeah. Yo, real shit, like sidebar. Lissa brought home, there's like a place around the corner from her job that sells like CBD stuff.
Yeah,
dog, she brought these CBD lollipops. So I just been like laying in bed, like before, like when it's bedtime, just like laying in bed, like sucking on a CBD lollipop. I like jumped out of bed the last couple of days.
For real? I need to get some, man.
Real shit.
Like, we were legit like in here earlier, like listening to some music. And I tried to like nod my head, and because my back's all fucked up from the accident, like my neck actually hurt from like head nodding. You know?
You did it, dog. It sounded like you were opening like a bag of popcorn.
Oh, yeah,
like
crack. Michael no, just like,
yo, what the fuck?
I was like, oh my God, my neck.
Dog. Yeah, yo, like the lollipops, I think, are like $2.
Oh, that ain't shit.
Yeah, yo, like, real shit when, you and I were sitting down and talking before we started recording. I hopped back up real quick, and I noticed, I like marveled at how not stiff and achy my body felt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit, that's about to be a whole wave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, yesterday, man, my fucking back was so bad. Dude. I've been avoiding taking like the muscle relaxers as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because like, it's just so fucking, like, it knocks me out, and I don't like that feeling and shit like that. And I wake up kind of groggy, and like, I just hate that feeling.
Right.
But last night, dude, my fucking back hurts so fucking bad. I had no choice, man. Yeah. Like, it legit, there's times when it feels like someone's squeezing my spine. Like, you know what I mean? Because of the spasms. So, last night was one of those nights. I was like, dude, I started to fall asleep on the damn sofa and shit. Like, I was like, oh, shit, I gotta get up and go downstairs. Because I can sleep on the sofa, I'm gonna be even more pain in the fucking morning.
Fucked up, yeah. The lollipops, like, they knock me out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think because I'm a lightweight and I haven't smoked weed in mad years. So my body is, like, real sensitive to shit. But it doesn't make me feel... I think, like, the first day I ate one, I felt groggy that morning.
Yeah.
But since then, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, I wake up, I'm like...
Right, I might have to text Lissa, tell her to grab you some. I'll give it a bread.
Yeah, yeah. Hit her up because I gave her money.
Or I could just pay Cash App her.
Yeah.
She has Cash App, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. She's like a millennial. She has Cash App.
We are too.
Yeah,
apparently.
We are. Yeah. I have Cash App, though. I'm millennial, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Cash App and PayPal. Like.
Cash App me right now. Just cause.
Yeah, just cause. I see somebody put that on their title. I was like, if all my friends just Cash App me $1, like, I'd be able to pay off all this debt I got. Like,
$1,500. What? Yeah, that's the wave.
Hey, listen, dog. I'm about to start begging for money on social media, too, dog. Like, for real.
Other motherfucker. Dog, I've seen it, like, we're going to get out of here, but there's this group called West Willy.
Okay.
It's, like, a Facebook group. It's, like, it's all the West Philly punks, gentrifiers, black radicals all in one group. And niggas be arguing.
I was about to say, how do you coexist?
They don't. Niggas be arguing over like the smallest things. I definitely remember seeing this woman arguing with another woman about like race or some shit in this fucking Facebook group. And she's like, I don't want to argue with you anymore. If you want me to do this intellectual, emotional labor for you,
cash at me.
You cash at me. And she like dropped her cash app in the fucking Facebook comments. It's like, yo.
Dog, no more arguing with motherfuckers on Facebook or Twitter or whatever for hip hop. Tell them, yo, you want to argue? You want to have this argument? Cash at me for that. I get paid to give my opinion. So here, cash at me, dog. You know, I'm not fucking doing this shit for free no more.
Listen, I'm telling you, getting my opinion.
Dog, I'm not giving motherfuckers opinions on anything anymore unless they cash
at me. Not for free.
No, I get paid to give opinions, dog. Not doing shit for free no more.
I'm going to edit this out. When this book come out, I'm going to tell niggas, buy my book.
Yeah,
nigga.
Just buy my book. Dog.
Yeah, you want to hear what I think about a thing? Buy my fucking book. Get
out of here. Just put an Amazon link in your jaw.
Yeah,
right?
Like, bing, there you go. Learn. But, yeah, we will come back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
You know what I'm saying? I thought my phone was about to wreck. So, yeah, you know, fuck with us on... Everything. iTunes, Spotify, Brooklyn Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Radio. Sorry about the slander earlier. We love Brooklyn. So yeah, you know, we'll be back next week with episode 93. We're getting closer to 100 every goddamn week.
So either off of the edit, or you just gonna listen to us drink champagne for a whole hour. Like, you know what I mean?
No, we was at a brunch spot the other day. It was like a group of sisters like at the table across from us, and we like sitting there talking to me and Alyssa like da 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 da. We just hear bow. Look, a sis just like popped off a bottle of champagne. And they didn't have like mimosas in this spot. And it was like they were like making their own, just like pouring
a whole bottle of fucking like Tanqueray Twister or whatever that shit is called.
Listen, that shit was wild. West Philly is wild, yo.
Yeah.
So yeah, don't move here though. We don't want
motherfuckers
you.
Out here, dog. Stop.
Enough fucking gentrifiers. We don't want you. But yeah, we'll be back next week.
Definitely. Peace.
Peace.
Instead of fighting. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.